Any thoughts about how taxotrexin is going to compare to Abraxane?
No, I have no sense of that. And again, I think we may be in a situation as a couple of these drugs come forward that we may wonder which is the best drug to use. And there may turn out to be certain groups of patients that benefit more from one drug or another. For example, in the case of nab-paclitaxel, we have fairly good understanding of some of the reasons that the drug seems to be taken up better in tumors, primarily through caveolin-1 and the SPARC pathway. So one could imagine in the future that we may pursue a strategy where patients that overexpress those particular markers might be better candidates for nab-paclitaxel. And whether that's the only group that will benefit from that drug or that will just identify a group of patients that gets more benefit is something we don't know the answer to at this point.
Can you talk a little bit about exactly what SPARC and caveolin-1 are and sort of what their normal function is and how NAB sort of interacts with them?
Caveolin-1 is a protein in the endothelial cell that mediates endocytosis across the endothelial cell barrier. So it's a way of getting molecules such as albumin across the endothelial cell barrier into normal tissue, or in this case, tumor. As tumors develop and become more metastatic, caveolin expression levels in the tumor tend to go up, and it tends to correlate with bad prognosis. SPARC stands for secreted protein acidic rich in cysteine, which is why everyone calls it SPARC. It is a protein that's actually in the extracellular matrix. Again, that's secreted in small amounts by normal tissue and then in higher levels by tumor. And again, high levels of SPARC expression tend to correlate with bad behavior of the tumor, increased metastatic potential, and poor outcomes in lung cancer and other diseases. And what SPARC does is one can think of it as a way the tumor has this protein out in the periphery to grab albumin so that the tumor can get more albumin, more protein into the tumor. And one can almost think of this NAB platform as a Trojan horse that we're taking advantage of the albumin to deliver the drug and as kind of the secret insides of the Trojan horse and get it into the tumor cell better.
So do all tumor cells have these two substances, and it's just a question of increased levels, or is it unique in some tumor cells?
It's expressed at higher levels in some tumors rather than others, but fairly compellingly, higher levels of both of these proteins correlates with more aggressive behavior of the cancer and poor outcomes.
What fractions of patients with non-small cell have these substances?
Generally, the way it's been divided in the trials has been to look at the higher half of expression. So by definition, about 50% overexpress, and I would expect over time will become more elegant in determining certain threshold levels that may have more clinical relevance.